Sickandtired.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? We want to talk about it right now. So if it's weight loss, you can't lose those pounds, or you're dealing with anything like heart disease or depression, anxiety, your big toe hurts, you want to talk about that? Your kids are acting crazy? Whatever you want to talk about, this show is about you. Also, don't forget that if you are looking for someone, a provider in your area that believes the same way that we do, follows a lot of what I teach, we have our preferred wellness providers, a network of doctors and health specialists in your area that follow these same principles. You can always call the same number during the day and talk to our preferred wellness provider team, and then be able to help you any way that you need. Now, healthy diets, they say, may cut heart risk even with bad genes. Now, we know that obviously you change your lifestyle and you're going to make a huge impact in your overall health. I talk about that all the time because that is what it is, and the research tells us that. They're saying now that eating a very healthy diet appears to make heart disease less likely, but now that even goes for people whose genes put them at a higher risk for normal risk of heart trouble. Now, this is why I like this article, because we really can, in many ways, beat genetics. And don't hang your hat on genetics when it comes to disease overall. And hear what I'm saying. Genes play a role. All right, we get sick for three different reasons. Number one, nutritional deficiencies. The body becomes deficient over a period of time. It doesn't get the nutrients that it needs. It begins to break down. Number two, toxicity, which can be emotional toxins. That's a big one. Mind-body connection. Then also, you know, you get the toxins in our food supply, our water supply, air supply, all of that sort of thing. And then genetics. So those three are really the keys of why our body ever gets sick in the first place. So if you can manage the toxins and the lifestyle choices and the nutritional deficiencies, rather, then, you know, your genetics are what they are, but many times you can overcome or prolong. So that's the real key here. And what they're saying is that even with people that have a higher risk because of their genetic makeup, a diet in, you know, fruits and vegetables, low inflammatory foods, can actually mitigate the genetic risk for a heart attack, help our bodies regenerate those good new healthy cells that can come along based on the choices that we make every single day. 888-283-7272. We're going to kick it off with Victor. Victor, welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, man. What's going on? How can I help?
Well, I tell you what, you are one of the most common sense guys I've heard in a long time when it comes to health. I mean, you know, instead of doctoring it all up, you're talking about coming up with solutions. And I have a...
I appreciate that.
My 43-year-old wife, she is has lupus.
Mm-hmm.
How is, where do you go nutritionally and with supplements? And give me your best.
Well, she's been dealing with lupus. When did she get diagnosed? Let's talk about that for just a moment.
Well, she kind of diagnosed herself.
So she doesn't know. I mean, has she been to the doctor and they've officially said she has lupus? No.
Well, no, she has not. But she's pretty sharp.
Well, I'm sure she is.
I mean, she's done a lot of research, and I mean, I've, you know, I don't know.
Well, here's the deal. First thing is, before you even want to go down that rabbit trail, and I'm not doubting that she's checked out Dr. Google and checked out all the research and all that, and you can learn a lot just by doing your own research, no doubt. But, you know, getting the blood test done
and having a doctor verify that, that's really, really important. Before you go down the rabbit trail, because there are things that, you know, that may, she may not need to do because she may not actually have that, and it could be something similar, which there are a lot of health challenges that are, you know, that seem like one path, but yet they're another path. And that's why, you know, the diagnostic testing like blood work and whatnot can be a good definitive answer for what she actually is dealing with. What are her main symptoms? I mean, if she had to pick two things.
Her lungs hurt, and she says her insides hurt.
Mm-hmm. So just kind of a nagging pain, achy pain?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. See, and that could be fibromyalgia. It could be, you know, several different things, a lot of could-bes. But when you go and you get the diagnostic testing done, especially the blood work, you know, we'll know. I mean, we'll know the proof's in the pudding. You know what I mean?
Even with that, what would you suggest as far as nutritional, supplements or, whatever it is? I mean,
is she overweight?
What does she need?
Okay, is she overweight?
No, she's in great shape. She's in super great shape.
All right. First thing I'll do, first and foremost, is she's got to change what she's eating every single day. So if I'm just going to say if she's dealing with lupus, right, or if, which is an autoimmune disease, or if she's dealing with something like fibromyalgia, all right, if she's dealing with something like that, which is more of an inflammatory disease, then the first thing you want to do is you want to eliminate foods in the body that cause inflammation. That is your root cause. And I mean, there's emotional factors that can be playing into it as well. But for the, you know, the bottom line is cutting out foods that create inflammation in the body. Processed foods, foods that have contain a lot of sugar in it. So things like breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, a lot of flour-based foods. That's one thing. If you're dealing with any kind of chronic pain or nagging pain in the body, you want to eliminate that because it contains a protein in those foods called gluten. And gluten can stimulate a lot of inflammation in the body, even if they're technically not celiac, which is kind of a condition that goes along with that. So that's the first thing. In my opinion, that's what, you know, anyone that's looking to eliminate and kind of clean the body out is a smart thing to do. Cow's milk, dairy too, it's good to wean off that a little bit sometimes, you know, for the most part. Because see, here's the deal. Wheat products and cow's milk, dairy, although a lot of people can handle those, still, they create a lot of food allergies in the body. So just eliminating those for like 2 weeks, 4 weeks, you can notice a big difference. And it's just kind of a little self-test to see if symptoms begin to go away and that sort of thing. Now, if you want to talk supplements with what she's dealing with without any kind of diagnosis, official diagnosis, okay, then you just go with the basics. Because you don't want to start taking things and start really getting off track unless you know the body's deficient in it. For example, let's say that she thinks iron's a good idea to take. Well, you can take iron, but if you already have enough iron and you start taking iron, it can make you sick, it can make you constipated. You know, there's a host of things that it could cause to go badly. So the foundational four is what I recommend really just for just everybody. I mean, you know, whether you have children or adults, just to get you the things in your diet that you don't normally get in our food supply, because we are deficient in our food supply. And so that's a good whole food multivitamin. All right, here's the four. Good whole food multivitamin to give you a little bit of everything that you need. Cod liver oil, that's a good omega-3 fatty acid. Or, you know, it has vitamin A and vitamin D. And also enzymes. Enzymes help you break your food down better so you can utilize the food that she's eating. So just a couple things to think about. Foundational four, eating a healthier diet, the anti-inflammatory diet. All that information is in my book, Empowering Your Health, which you can get at empoweringyourhealth.com. But hear me on this. It's really important. I want to encourage you to encourage her to go to her doctor and get some blood testing done and let them do a physical on her and see what's going on. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist. who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Why lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Your health is your greatest wealth. Do you know that? Well, it's important that you do. You know, it was the one thing that was given to us for free when you were born. And really, all we were required to do is do the best we can to take care of it. And the unfortunate thing is many of us in our early years, we don't think about that. We just kind of blow and go and we, you know, eat fast food all the time and we're on the run and don't eat vegetables and don't drink any water and stay dehydrated and we just don't know any better. And then you get to a point in life where maybe things start breaking down, you start researching it and start learning about how to live a healthier lifestyle. And maybe you ran around and exercised a lot as a kid and as a teenager, but then you get into the work world, get married and all that, and then life just begins to change. Then all of a sudden you realize you haven't even jogged or even ran in like 10 years. And you're thinking, man, can I even run still? And so you get into these places, I think, where life just changes and it just creeps up on us and the years go by. And instead of, you know, adding life to our years, we begin to take away from those. So what can we do? Well, you start with baby steps. You start with the little things that you can do. You start drinking a little bit more water. You start eating a healthier meal a day. You start walking for exercise. Realizing that if we just start heading back in that direction, that we can get some huge success and we can make a dent in maybe some of the lack of choices that we've made over a long period of time. Because you can't get it back. You know, that's the great thing about our health. Our body regenerates. And it adapts. And so the cool thing about that is that you don't have to be stuck where you are. You really can go to the next level with your health and your life. And you don't have to be stuck in just a rut and have a health challenge with, you know, three different diagnoses slapped on you like diabetes and anxiety and depression and low back pain. And you're just, you know, you're stuck. And you feel like you can't get any better. You're just getting old. You're not just getting old. Body can change. Your health can change. But nothing will change until your mind changes. You know, the mind is so powerful. And really, the way we think is what we become. Very true. It's often been said that you will become the next 5 years who you hang out with and the books that you read. And it is true. It's very true. So whether you're facing a health challenge right now and you're going through a lot of maybe mental difficulty accepting some of the things that the doctors have diagnosed you with, that's okay. Everybody goes through denial and everybody goes through maybe a little bit of sadness or whatever. But you kind of have to get up, go through that and buck up and say, okay, what can I do? You know, the doctors diagnosed you with cancer. Okay, what can you do? You got to go through chemotherapy. Okay, what can you do? You can exercise. You can eat healthy. You can avoid toxic relationships in your life. Get away from that so that you can thrive. Life's too short. You know, you can start exercising more. You can start sleeping better. You can start building joyful relationships with people and friendships so that you can really thrive in your health and in your life. You only go have this life one time to go around. And so if you get diagnosed with something like that, what can you do to be proactive in your health? Do you want to sit back and just take it? You going to sit back and eat a bunch of bonbons and just stay sick, fill your body full of sugar while you've got cancer, or are you going to make some changes? And that's really what this is about. And that's why I challenge you to go to the next level. You know, you don't have to stay where you are. You know, it's maybe poor choices that got you where you are, but you don't have to stay there. You can literally go to the next level with your health and your life, but you have to want it. You have to want that. You have to have a deep desire for it. So do you want to get well? That's my question. It's a question I ask everyone. And second question is, are you willing to do what it takes, no matter how hard it might be, to get well, stay well, and live well? You can. But you have to find the deep desire down somewhere within you and pull that out. And you'll be amazed at what can happen. Let's go now to Walter. Walter, welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Thank you. This is my second night to listen to you, and I'm really pleased to talk to you.
Likewise.
I had a question about, I have a 15-year-old son, and he's gone to, in the past 6 months, a vegetarian style of eating where, of course, he eats no meat, and he's been doing really well on it. However, in the past few days, I've noticed, and he's, you know, told me verbally that he's exhausted. He's just really tired. And so that's thrown up some red flags to me because I have no idea myself about just partaking of vegetables and that kind of thing. So I don't know exactly what, you know, would cause this little bit of a change in him. So I had a concern about that.
Has he been to a doctor and had any blood work done recently?
No.
Okay. A couple of things you can do. When people switch over to a vegan diet and they stop eating meat, it's very easy for them to get anemic. There's two types of anemia. There's iron deficiency anemia, which obviously you become iron deficient. But there's another one called pernicious anemia, which is a B12 or megaloblastic. They also can be involved with a B12 deficiency. Now, B12 deficiency is pretty common in people that go vegetarian or vegan. And so taking B12 is pretty much a standard. So you might want to look into that. I would have him go get some blood work done with his physician and see where things are. Now, you know, again, if he's completely vegan, I would encourage him to keep fish and eggs as a primary source of protein and not do the whole beans and rice deal, because it's going to serve him much better. Dark leafy greens are going to give him tons of B12 and iron. So the dark leafy greens, to include those, will make a big, big difference. So, I mean, those are a couple things to think about as he's going through this process. But the blood work, blood testing, all of that's extremely important with what he's going through. I mean, I think that's what a lot of people that switch over in that first beginning phase, that's what they struggle with. The energy drops. Now, my opinion is I think red meat's really good for you. Grass-fed, hormone-free, all of it's very good. And I know that he's made his own choices and all that. And I don't argue with people that make that switch. It's a healthy lifestyle. And there's, my gosh, I'm just glad he's not eating fast food. I'm not the extremist, really. I'm just trying to get people to live healthier lifestyles. So vegan's great. But at the same time, he's got to get some good quality proteins, and I'm still a big fan of fish and eggs in that regard. He can get great B12 out of the egg yolks, too. So keep me posted. The blood test is going to be a key for him with the results that he's looking for, and I think that'll give you a lot of peace of mind as well.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Some healthy talk radio for you right here. I'm helping you get well, stay well, and live well. Get a lot of emails come in and people that want help with their health. And we have our preferred wellness providers. These are doctors in each area that, you know, in your city that believe the way that I do. And that we work, you know, together, and they take a lot of these principles and they take a lot of what I talk about here on the show and implement it in their own clinical practice. And so if you need some people that we're all connected with and trust, then we've got, you know, different partners in different areas. You can call our preferred wellness provider team during the day. Check out, you can also find that online at getwellradio.com. But anything we can do to serve you and help you get the care that you need so you can thrive in your health, that's what this is all about. We're going to go to Ron now. Hi, Ron. Welcome to the show.
Hey, doctor. Hey, doctor.
Good to talk with you.
I got a question. My son, 6 weeks ago, tore his quad, and he had like a tennis ball knot up in the upper leg.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like just the whole left side of his quad going to his leg and down to his knee is like just swollen. The legs stay swollen all the time. He's a kicker for the football team, and he's kicking now. Last week it was real sore, but we got a home remedy to kind of fix that. And he can kick with no problem, but even if he's not kicking, you don't want to touch that leg. And the doctor said he tore his quad and has a defect, meaning that lump's always going to be there. Is that true?
Yeah, it is true. Yeah, if he tore the quad muscle and it's got a little bit, that little defect, the doc's saying, yeah, that is true. Yeah, the first thing I would do is go to his pediatrician and do a blood test, see what his values are for vitamin D. Let me tell you why. Because vitamin D is kind of the conductor in the body for all the minerals. And you know, for the connective tissue in the body, especially with a mineral called manganese, all the minerals, even though they may be present in the body, will not be as beneficial and can't be utilized as well if vitamin D levels are low. And, you know, I'm sure with him being a teenager and all, he's probably outside a lot. But even construction workers that work 8 hours a day outside, you can still check their vitamin D. And if they're having absorption issues with the vitamin D, it's going to be low. So it's not about drinking more milk, and really it's not about even eating more vegetables at that point. If it's low, he has to be supplemented to get those levels up. And once you get those levels up, it starts causing, like, for example, if vitamin D levels are low, like around 30, then the minerals in the body are not going to be able to be utilized as much. The body's pretty amazing. It has a great buffering system to keep things in a pH balance, which means that the body's kind of in what we call equilibrium or a balanced state. But if vitamin D levels are low, then we don't utilize things like calcium and magnesium and, you know, boron and a lot of these minerals that our body needs for different reasons. And so by getting a blood test done to check vitamin D levels, keeping them between about 70 and 90 on a blood test, then you can really pump that up and really be able to utilize a lot of what the minerals can do in the body. And that's just a big key. So if he hasn't had that checked, I would, you know, obviously go down and get that done. Pretty simple blood test. And, you know, when somebody's injury prone like that, it's, you know, think about it. It's the fascia around the muscle seems like it's a little bit weak. And also the muscle tissue itself, it seems like it's a little bit weak. And, you know, there's some other tests that he might want to have run just by going to the doctor and getting some things. I mean, there's some muscular, you know, kind of health challenges that are present that he might want to be tested and just, like, let them run a full battery of tests and just see if there's any breakdown, if there's any deficiencies in the body that might be an issue. So I wouldn't let it just ride. And just say, well, he's kind of accident prone. Things happen. That's one of those deals where you want to investigate a little bit further and see why his body's doing that. And I mean, making sure he's eating well, I mean, that's the tough thing for a younger person is they really don't think much about it. You know, they think about what's going to build my biceps up and that's about it. Give me some abs, you know, he's probably thinking of stuff like that, but it comes down to what's going to build his health, and if he's got some deficiencies that's happening inside his body, you know, what can he do to build that up? Well, Foundational Force supplements, if he's thinking about supplementation at all, which you don't have to worry about, these are all very safe. It's a good whole food multivitamin, not synthetic. That's a big difference and a big deal. Then also your probiotics, which put good bacteria back in the digestive tract, builds the immune system. Enzymes, which helps break the food down. Cod liver oil, which is phenomenal for all the connective tissue in the body. That gives you, you know, a little bit of vitamin A, vitamin D, and then, of course, your omega-3 fatty acids. So those are the four, if there's any kind of supplementation that I am a big fan of and that I talk about often, you know, unless there's some blood work done and you know what deficiencies really are happening within the body. So that's just kind of a key. And then, of course, his diet, just make sure it's when I say healthy, it's more along the lines of what I teach in my book, Empowering Your Health, with the anti-inflammatory principles behind that. But other than that, I would get some testing done. I mean, to have, if you play sports, there's always the potential to get hurt, right? I mean, whether it's, you know, overuse, like tendonitis, like you're talking about when he plays baseball, I mean, there's always that ability. But, you know, the goal is in athletics is to recover. You know, it's how can you get the body to recover faster so you can perform more and at a higher level? So that's really what it comes down to. Good nutrition is going to be your mainstay for making that happen. So look into some of that. Keep me posted. I can always give me an, you know, shoot me an email at getwellradio.com or just call me back here on the show. But I'll be interested to see what they find in a lot of those testing results. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now. Quote for the day comes from Oprah Winfrey. Come on, Oprah. Understand that the right to choose your own path is a sacred privilege. Use it and dwell in the possibility. It's good. Very true. Blood test detects Down syndrome in a fetus. The New York Times reported a new test that is a sample for a pregnant woman's blood to detect if there's Down syndrome in the fetus will be offered in 20 U.S. cities starting this Monday, according to the New York Times. The test from the San Diego-based biotechnology company analyzes fetal DNA in the mother's blood and detected about 98% of a success rate in finding Down syndrome cases, according to a new study published in the Journal of Genetics and Medicine. The test can be used as early as 10 weeks into pregnancy, and it's better than anything we've had thus far in testing for Down syndrome in a non-invasive manner. That's what Dr. Kanick said, who's a professor of pathology at Brown University. This and other new blood tests are coming into the market to offer alternatives to the riskier invasive tests, such as the different samplings that they typically would do in the slight of a miscarriage. So, again, I'm a big fan of blood tests. It's been the gold standard, and the more we can do to pick up a lot of these processes, especially in the fetus, is going to be helpful. But, I mean, there goes the question. I mean, that's all fine and dandy. But, I mean, what are you going to do if it is Downs? You going to abort it? Because you don't want to deal with a Downs child? There's a whole different animal. You want to unpack that? We can unpack that for an hour. Because that just, I don't know, I have a hard time with that. If God's given you a child, you should take care of that child and be grateful and give it a great home. Him, her, whoever it is. But we, I mean, that's just my own personal belief system. But I think that for the parent preparing for what's coming down the pipeline as far as, you know, how to raise a child and what that's going to involve and to educate themselves through the pregnancy process, then this would be a great tool so that they do know, you know, how to raise that child and love and care for that child in maybe a different manner, because it does take a little bit more sense of responsibility and whatnot, and there's a lot that goes along with that. It takes a lot to raise someone with Downs, but I'll tell you, it's one of the greatest gifts. If you've ever had spoken to parents, which I have, and just been around the people that have raised a Downs baby, you know, or a child that is dealing with that, it's just amazing to see what goes on. And, you know, for some type of disease, well, it's not really a disease process, but it kind of is. I guess we label it that way, but it's just a genetic, really, disorder in a way. But if you've ever been around Down's baby, I think that we can learn so much from those children. The reason I say that is you get around a Down's baby and or a child, even, you know, one that's older in the teenage years, and you will never find, I don't think, a person that loves as much and just exudes the emotion of love as someone that deals with Downs. It's like, and I realize there's issues around that as far as you know, the mental capacity and all, but if you notice that, they have an unconditional capacity to love. They don't judge. Of course, they're very simple-minded with it, but I think if we could all have some of those characteristics and carry more of those with us, believe it or not, the world could be a better place. That's just my two cents. If you haven't been around Down's children or Down adults, you should hang around them. You see one on the street, go out and talk to them. It'll change your perspective. It'll give you a new outlook. Maybe when they do this test, it could mean that we're bringing someone else into the world that could actually make it a better place. Think about that. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water stored, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfreliancexpo.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Questions about your health, give us a call right now. We'll make it part of the show. Also, don't forget we have our preferred wellness providers that are in your area in different cities. We've got a team we're building right now. We've got different physicians and health specialists that we actually carry out the message of what we talk about here on the show, and they implement it in their clinical practice. If you're looking for a preferred wellness provider in your area and you want our preferred wellness provider team members to be able to help you during the day, just give us a call or go to getwellradio.com. Email came in. Lawrence in Culver City, Texas. Right, so I was just diagnosed with Barrett's esophagus. What do you recommend? Well, Barrett's is a little bit of a challenge because after you've had acid reflux for a period of time, the cells in the esophagus can literally change. And that change is where you get Barrett's. And, of course, it's from, you know, constant refluxing over a period of time. But anyway, it can turn potentially cancerous. So you do want to be careful with that. You want to get the acid reflux under control. The diet change is a big key. So I'm sure you're working with your doctor. That's a great move. They probably got you on proton pump inhibitors or H2 blockers. I mean, they probably got you on one of those medications, but at the end of the day, making your dietary changes are going to be a big key too. So you might want to work with them or talk to them on that or get with a good registered dietitian that can help and guide you along those lines. Because, I mean, here's the deal. You got to determine, you know, obviously what foods your body can handle, which ones they can't. And when it comes down to Barrett's esophagus, you want to avoid all foods that create inflammation. All of them. And it's not one of those things where you can kind of get around to it and, you know, eventually you'll get around to it. This is one of those times where you have to get right to it. And there's no way to avoid that. It's just time. You've been diagnosed as something that could potentially turn into something you wouldn't be real happy with. So dietary changes are going to be your biggest key. Follow your doc's recommendations medication-wise. And just on the natural side, let me give you some tips. So when it comes to acid reflux, you got to determine, you know, typically if you've got too much acid or not enough. Apple cider vinegar will do that. If you take apple cider vinegar with a meal and it burns really, really bad, then you've got too much stomach acid. If you take apple cider vinegar with a meal and it doesn't really hurt, makes it feel better, then you actually did not have enough stomach acid to begin with. So there's the key. And once you figure that out, it'll guide you along the way. Now, a couple supplements that are good. Betaine hydrochloride, we call it hydrochloric acid or HCL, which you can get at most of your health food stores, can be beneficial in these areas. And you got to be careful because you don't want to take supplements and the medicine at the same time. So you'll need some guidance on that. But also, you know, when you're looking at digestive enzymes, proteolytic enzymes, they can all be beneficial as well. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Doc. How you doing?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
Not much. I was wanting to ask about ADD and ADHD. My son has ADHD, and I myself have ADD.
Okay.
We took him off of his, he was on, I believe it's 20 milligrams of Vyvanse. We took him off of it because it was causing a muscle tic.
Mm-hmm.
We've got him on an herbal regimen, but, you know, we just had a little bit of an issue of him, you know, still trying to focus because even when he was on the Vyvanse, you know, before it started creating the muscle tic, he was still doing exactly, you know, what he wanted, which was what the teachers didn't want.
Yeah, right.
Play in the bathroom, right. Stalling, stuff like, you know, various things like that. you know, we used to get calls all the time from the school, and up to the point where he got suspended from the bus. Our thing is we're trying to figure out how to deal with him. We switched him over to an herbal regimen because I started doing research on it, and I had actually started researching the Vyvanse before my son's doctor's appointment, and I sat there and I read it, and, you know, severe reactions can include, heart attacks, sudden death.
Well, yeah, there's all kinds. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I sat there and I told my wife, I said, no, I don't want him on this. She says, why? I said, because I don't want to go in there and see my son dead in the bed one night or one day.
Right.
I said, I don't want to run that risk. And then she said, okay, I'll go for the non-stimulant if, you know, we go for that. I said, give me time to research, you know, the non-stimulant, and I'll, you know, give you, you know, a green light or a red light on it. And she sat there and she said, okay. She gave me a couple of days. I researched it and found out it was merely antidepressants. And I told my wife, I said, no, we're not putting him on it. She says, well, what do you plan? I said, give me, another, you know, day or two, I'll find out. Well, within hours, I found, you know, an herbal regimen that I can put him on. And
what is in that herbal regimen?
Mostly stuff like ginkgo biloba, things like that. Is there, if I say what it is, like
yeah.
The brand of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the Vaxa Strategy Pack that I have him on.
Right.
I can't remember all of it that was on it because it practically equivalated that to almost like a paragraph of ingredients.
Okay, we got to close this out. Let me just rip through some things for you real quick, okay? Here's the deal. ADHD, and ADD, they're both along the lines of a brain chemical called dopamine, all right? Dopamine's an important brain chemical. Here's some ways that you can do these naturally from a dietary perspective that you can do some research on. Certain foods really help with this. Now, the foods are meat, so red meat, grass-fed organic, of course, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. You want to avoid caffeine. That's really important because caffeine can deplete dopamine levels by breaking down tyrosine and phenylalanine. If you want to look into supplementation, here's what the research says, all right? Blueberry extract has some good research behind it. Phenylalanine, tyrosine, vitamin B6 in the version of pyridoxal 5-phosphate, and N-acetylcysteine. You're definitely on the right path. Keep doing your research on that, and I think you're going to come out on top. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our community.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition. Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boost libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.